Welcome to Friday's panel on RNZ National. I'm Wallace Chapman. Well, today on the program, New Zealand's top judge has warned that New Zealand judges are increasingly coming from the same narrow part of society. Wealthy and mostly white homes. It has to change. And the future of a highly regarded audio engineering institute in doubt. Plus, a tikanga approach to a Peter Ellis appeal. Does New Zealand need to follow decisions set in any other country? And scientists from Brazil, Italy and the UK have found that listening to Adele helps to reduce drivers' stress by reducing fluctuations in their heart rate. So we thought we'd ask Friday's question of the day and ask this of you. What song or songs help you to de-stress or relax? And that was Brad. You heard our Wellington tech producer Brad. His answer was King Tubby that you just heard there, and people are really loving it too. Is Dubhead working for you, says Paul? Anyway, what's yours? Text us 2101 or email the panel at rnz.co.nz. Today, I'm with Marmarie Stevens, Associate Professor in Law at Victoria University in Wellington. Leads Te Kaupaparea Aturi, the Legal Māori Project at Victoria. She's with us. Marmarie, welcome to the panel.
Kia ora.
And soon we have Alan McElroy. He is a comedian. He'll be on very, very shortly with us. But also we have, with our story of the day, Ali Ventura. Hello.
Kia ora.
Now, what about you? What's your de-stress
song?
Can you choose?
So many, but my favourite song to de-stress is this one.
Oh, yeah. So that's Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean. Any Frank Ocean song helps me relax. I think it's just his voice. It just soothes me. But that's one of my favourites.
He's magic, isn't he, Frank Ocean?
He is magic.
You know, there's nothing that screams single to me. It's just his tone, his style, flavour. It's great, eh?
Yeah, I remember we first started listening to Channel Orange when I was at university. Mm. And so now it always reminds me of having finished an exam, sitting in the sun, listening to Frank Ocean. So that's just relaxing in and of itself.
Adele, does that reduce heart palpitations? Are you Adele stress reductor?
Look, I think it would be stress reducing if you were listening to Adele and just singing your heart out. That would just relieve stress because you're just shouting the words to hello. I think that would really help with stress.
Hello. we have Marmarie's one at halftime. It's a very good one. I wouldn't call it particularly stress reducing, rather inducing, but it's a good song. Anyway,
Story of the day today.
I do believe we have an Irish comedian in the house.
How are you?
Alan McElroy, come hither.
I'm here.
Welcome.
It's good to be here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I noticed you're wearing the green T-shirt in honour of your rugby team?
No. Oh. The momentous victory this morning in the soccer football, between Ireland and the All Whites.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You did get a goal, though.
You got a goal. but the thing, it was a game that I went to watch with my New Zealand friends, and, you know, we expected the worst game of football ever. New Zealand haven't played in 2 years, and so they were an unknown entity, and we fielded our D team, a load of kids, 17-year-olds, and it started off pretty terrible, and then New Zealand scored a goal, which was amazing, and then our management team crapped it and then changed everything, and then they start bringing on Premier League footballers and better kids, because we have a big game on Tuesday against Denmark to get into the thank you. Water is delicious, and so that was it. So then it was great. It was lovely because we expected the worst game ever, and that's what we were laughing about. Going, it's going to be nil all. Put all our money on 0-0, and then it was 3-1 in the end, and it was good goals, and it was a good game.
Oh, good on you! You can celebrate with a nice glass of
delicious water.
Your delicious water,
yeah, from a tap.
Yeah, don't tell all the secrets.
Sorry,
it's Radio New Zealand. It's from the tap.
Yeah, from a tap. It's lovely. It really is nice.
Yeah, well, good on you.
So, my story of the day. Yes, I wasn't going to do it because I thought, you know what, I think the OK Boomer thing is completely over. And, you know, if we're talking about on RNZ, it's probably a bit done, the joke. But I do know that Marmarie is going to maybe talk about this generational rift.
Oh, yes.
And I've been thinking. So, I saw this story today, which is great fodder for you, for your chat. So even though we thought the fight was just between boomers and millennials, apparently there's a bit of a feud brewing between Gen Zers and Gen Xers. So Gen Z...
You're kidding me, right?
Of course, yeah. It's as old as time, this generational war, but Gen Z, Z have taken to calling them the Karen generation. So if you haven't... This is based on, it's kind of a meme that goes around in the internet, which Gen Zers love. Karen is basically a middle-aged white mum who's always asking for the manager. And while, look, this is no shade to any Karens out there, it's not my fight. I'm a millennial, though I must admit I have used the phrase called someone a Karen when my boyfriend recently sort of started a fight with the gas company and asked to speak to the manager, and I sort of said to my flatmates, oh, he's gone Karen on them. So, you know, the Gen Zers, I think they're, for the most part, their parents are Gen Xers. And so it's a little bit of, my parents just don't understand me. Yeah. They don't understand my causes. You know, it's looking at Greta Thunberg and saying, get back in school. And, you know, Gen Zers responding, well, okay, Karen, but, you know, we're going to do our own thing. It's a little bit, it's kind of ridiculous. And it is a little bit, has a bit of a gender bias, you know, using a woman's name. So she being the shrill person going to the manager. Although you can use Karen for anyone. Whatever you identify, you can call them a Karen. Mm. But I'm unsure if it's going to take off. I don't know if we have any Gen Zers in Parliament to really around the world.
It's quite niche. I know that Mamani, you're going to speak about this particular issue very, very shortly. What are you, Alan? Are you a Gen Zer?
I honestly thought I was a Gen Zer, but it turns out after, because I was in a argument, a fun argument, with a few people, and it turns out I'm a millennial, which I'm shocked. I'm born 1981.
Right.
So I thought I was well past that. It's not millennials, big, snowflakes, but apparently.
It's a big group. Yeah. So, you know,
it's a massive group. I don't feel like I fit in, but yeah, I'm going to complain about everything now.
Join us.
I'm one of you, yeah. The buses are too expensive. Cheese is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm strongly, firmly in the Gen X camp, and I'm a classic Gen Xer.
Oh, you know, classic, sort of Karen.
Born up, yes. I will complain. If that coffee, if that trim latte is not hot enough, excuse me.
But can I tell you what I do? I don't complain, because in Ireland we don't really complain. There's only two confident Irish people. It's Bono and Conor McGregor. So we don't really complain that much. But I will tell you something that nobody else in the world knows. I've set up a separate email account to send a complaint, so nobody knows it's me. So it's, I don't even know what the address is, but I log in and then I go, the food was ridiculous, I didn't enjoy my time there, blah 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 blah, because I don't want to bring attention to myself as a human,
but you still have to complain.
But I want them to know that it wasn't good, so I have a separate email account for complaints.
That is hilarious.
See, the millennial thing to do would have separate email accounts to get free subscriptions to things like Netflix.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what I use my made up accounts for.
Well, I use my sister's account for Netflix, my brother's account for I forget what account that is, and then my friend's account for TVNZ. Yeah. So I'm getting away with stuff. It's a great life.
On a different note, your de-stress songs rolling through. Someone said, in the jazz world, stress is reflected in tempos. As cities get bigger and more stressful, the tunes are played at ever faster and more frantic tempos. Compare a New York bebop gig to the Whanganui Jazz Club. That's interesting, isn't it? Someone says, my de-stress music is firmly in the camp of Enigma. I don't know if any of you around here would remember Enigma. The band Enigma, they're kind of like gothic. Jeremy in the booth says, hell yeah. But they were kind of like gothic trance, slow gothic trance. Marmody, help me out here.
I'm about to try and warble, but I'm not going to. So, yes, I clearly remember Enigma.
Very, very trendy back in the day.